You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, what stories should you pay attention to on the continent? Good morning to you, Crystal. Let's go to the DRC. The outgoing Kabila government has defended golden parachutes for former ministers.
Or golden handshakes. Good morning, Bongani. So indeed, the Prime Minister signed this decree in November, and he's supposed to actually step down this week. And so basically, he signed this decree granting former ministers, including himself, lifetime salaries and other benefits. Now, for instance, the Prime Minister will receive a monthly salary of equivalent to 30% of his current salary, a monthly housing allowance of $5,000 and healthcare benefits. Not in the DRC, but overseas. Ministers will receive 30% of their current salary, a $1,000 housing allowance, and a flight, of course, not economy class, but business class. And so, of course, this has drawn huge outcry from across the political spectrum. In fact, human rights activists say it's an attempt to perpetuate the system of pillage of public funds, and it's really excessive. Of course, Felix Tshisekedi, the new president, has promised to crack down on corruption, but of course critics are questioning whether he will have the authority to actually tackle this because it's so entrenched in society. Of course, he's expected in Angola today, meeting the president of Angola, a very important ally for the DRC. Of course, meanwhile, we know that Martin Fayulu, the opposition leader, has called on his supporters to embrace peaceful resistance. But of course, I don't know what that will actually mean, Bongani.
Yeah, I mean, it's extraordinary what he's doing with these ministers, entrenching more pillaging, I suppose, of the coffers of that country. We'll leave it there for today for this morning's Africa Report with Crystal Audison.